Earth and Sky.
China, of course, has approximately 10% economic growth per year and has all the associated environmental problems. Water is a major issue in China, both respect to water quality and water quantity.
You're listening to hydrogeologist John Gates at the University of Texas at Austin. He returned recently from China, where he conducted water research on the North China Plain.
This is part of the Chinese breadbasket, if you will, in that much of their domestic food production is grown in the area. And as a result, the demands on water resources are intense. And we see some of the, you know, very common symptoms that we see in this country.
Gates is talking about problems like increasing salinity, nitrate pollution, and falling water tables in northern China. He and his colleagues are studying how water there moves around and the processes affecting water chemistry.
When you look at the pie chart of water use in, I would say, in most countries, agriculture is almost always the most significant chunk. And so when we talk about water use and water efficiency, we have to start from the perspective of agriculture.
Nearly 90% of today's global fresh water is used for food production. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.